Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Blind Spots by Dave Wurtzen. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 11:2. Greg is the wonder-working carpenter who has salvaged key pieces from our old house, brainstormed with my wife Mary, and then transformed them into something new to be strategically placed in our new home. One of the major things Mary and Greg did was knock out a wall to open things up to the light. To do this, they needed to place a large beam. One morning, Greg strolled out to the front yard where I was trying to transplant some St. Augustine grass. "Dave, look at this splinter." He was using his knife to carefully withdraw a tiny speck, all that was left of about an inch-long splinter that had driven itself into his hand earlier in the week. Tiny specks and massive beams. Jesus uses this contrast to warn us against hypocritically trying to correct others. But first, he presents a word cartoon. Two blind men are struggling. Obviously, neither can see, but the leader insists he knows exactly where they're going. Let's look at what Scripture then says. And he also shared a parable with them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will not both of them fall into a pit? Is a student above his master? Know this, whenever a student is fully trained, he will be like his teacher. Now tell me, why do you look at the tiny speck in your brother's eye, but you don't even notice the wooden beam in your own? How will you be able to say to your brother, "Brother, let me take that tiny speck out of your eye," when you don't even see the beam protruding from your own? Hypocrite, first remove the beam from your own eye. Then you will see clearly to remove the speck in your brother's. Luke 6:41-42. I need to remember that Jesus has said that once I did get the beam out of my own eye, I then could see clearly to remove the speck from my brother's. I also remember the red line I could see in Greg's palm and the pain even that little remaining sliver generated. Big sin or little sin, they both still hurt and threaten us with the pit, the results of wandering down the wrong path. Let's pray. Lord, please give us the wisdom to recognize our own mistakes and the courage to acknowledge them. Help us to grow a spirit of humility. Teach us to look first for the plank in our own eye before we turn to judge our neighbors. In your name, amen.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.